Create Your Own Life, episode 112.
You're listening to the Create Your Own Life podcast, the show to help you create life on your terms. 5 days a week, Jeremy Ryan Slate interviews the most successful people in business and in life to help you create the life you want to create. Welcome to Life Creation Nation.
This episode is sponsored by HostGator. I've hosted my sites with HostGator for a bunch of years now because, number one, they're fast to work with. Number two, the hosting platform itself is great for what you're actually able to do with it. And another thing is actually being able to host your email as well. So it's a really big deal. Go over to jeremyryanslate.com/hosting to get started with HostGator today. This episode is sponsored by Audible. If you're like me and you're a podcast listener, which if you're listening to the show, you most likely are, then you listen to a lot of audiobooks. So if you head over to jeremyryanslate.com/book, you can get your free audiobook from Audible. So be sure to check that out. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest episode of the Create Your Own Life podcast. I am your host, Jeremy Ryan Slate. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing great. Hope you had an awesome weekend. And if you didn't catch it last week, I had mentioned we're going back to our 3-day-a-week schedule with the summer, so we can give everybody a little bit more time to enjoy their pool, enjoy their family, and chill out a little bit. But we're still going to be here your Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to help you pump your mind full of the right knowledge so you can go out there and succeed. I also want to remind you guys that if you want to get our top 10 strategies for creating your own life, you can head over to jeremyryanslate.com/strategy, fill out the form over there, and you'll get it emailed to your inbox. Today's guest, at only 26 years old, has been featured in Forbes, he's been featured in Rolling Stone magazine, and before the age of 24, made his first $1 million. It's really incredible what this guy has accomplished and continues to accomplish, as he's now gone off on some massive speaking tours and business training. So he has people that have been doing this for 10, 20, 30 years now coming to him for advice. He's very quickly become extremely good at what he does. And his name is Alex Morton. So I'm very excited to bring Alex's story to you. And without further ado, let's get into it. So welcome to the Create Your Own Life podcast, Alex Morton. What is up, my brother?
I'm doing great, brother. How you doing?
Doing awesome, man. You know, I've wanted to have you on the show for a while, so I'm glad we were finally able to hook this up, man.
Yeah, excited to be here, excited to provide value and get people moving in the right direction.
Totally, man. Well, let's kind of start out with you. You know, you've made it big in network marketing and you have a lot of other things going on, but let's kind of go back to college, man. What was the original plan when you finally ended up at Arizona State?
Yeah, a lot going on right now. Super hectic time. Just got to be here with you for a couple minutes here. But grew up in Ohio, went out to Arizona State, and the initial plan was just to like party and have as much fun as possible. You know, 18 years old, you know, doing the whole college thing. Fell into real estate actually at 18 because I saw a TV show called Million Dollar Listing on Bravo, and I was just sitting there like, I got to do something to make money. I'm sitting there in my little dorm room. Everyone's talking about internships and, you know, going to work for Intel or IBM. And I'm like, look, people that work for those companies don't have what I want. And I finally saw young guys, sharp looking dudes, you know, making money, selling houses, driving nice cars. I'm like, I'm in. So the initial vision was actually real estate. And then it, you know, the story kept on unfolding.
Awesome. And what was that initial jump into real estate like for you? You know, where'd you go? How'd you do it?
Yeah. So I got in a taxi cab, discount cab, a blue taxi cab, didn't have a car. I took it to the Real Estate Learning Center over here in Mesa, Arizona. I walk in, barely 18. I'm like, I want to be a real estate agent. And she's like, how old are you, son? I'm like, 18. And she's like, well, I think you should go back to school, get a degree, come back and see me, and then we can talk about it. I said, look, online, it says if I'm 18, I can legally apply for this license. I want to do what these guys on TV are doing. So she said, fine, signed up, paid a bunch of money, 90 hours in butt in seat, listening to some old dude talk about liens and mortgages and investments and stuff like that.
Damn.
Eventually got it. You know, I freaking failed the exam, I think like 12 times. Eventually got it, hung my license with a, you know, a startup brokerage that had no fees and did very well. You know, I think my skills, my strengths really played into that real estate where, you know, charismatic, actually, you know, giving a crap about people, sales experience. And I was one of the top producing agents in that firm, you know, at 18 years old. It was wild.
Totally. Then what made you decide that real estate wasn't going to be what did it for you? You know, you got your start in network marketing with your first company. What was that jump for you that said, you know what, man, I can't do it here, you know, but this looks like the way?
Yeah, I was doing it per se. I mean, I was 18. I had a Lexus IS250. I was making $500 a week. You know, I had one deal where I made over $4,000, but it wasn't this residual aspect. You know, I grew up seeing my parents, you know, quote, get wealthy in insurance where people pay a monthly fee and it's just residual forever and ever and ever. So I said, well, this is cool and I can make a lot of money, but if I want that mailbox money, if I want to wake up when I'm done sleeping one day, you know, I've got to create something more on a residual level. So I got a random phone call one day from one of my dad's friends, and he's like, look, I shared this business with your dad. He said he's too busy right now. However, he mentioned he's got a kid at ASU. He's 20. You're 21. You hate the idea of 9 to 5. Come check this thing out. So I heard opportunity. I said, sure. I showed up to this event. There was a guy there telling me I can make more money a month than most people make in a year. Naturally skeptical, naturally too good to be true, naturally put up this barrier. And then I kind of went home that night and I said, you know what? I'm sitting here at 21. I spent all my real estate money, eating Taco Bell for dinner. What do I got to lose? So I did my own research. I got started and, you know, things started to happen fairly quickly. And then this whole bomb of success went off and it was an incredible learning experience and ride.
Sure. And what role did mentorship play in that initial start for you? Because I think that's one of the biggest things a lot of times is, especially when we're new to a business, we don't know what the hell we're doing, man. So what role did mentorship play for you to kind of cut the learning curve?
Yeah, it played a huge part. You know, I tell everybody, you know, people think that Alex Morton's just this rock star rocket ship to success. And it was always these private jets and these cars and this big home and, you know, money and all these different things. And I'm like, look, that's what they made you believe. I got involved and I sucked. I failed. I didn't listen to mentors. I didn't listen to any of my quote success coaches. I'm like, look, I'm going to do it my way. And you know, I was arrogant. I was ignorant. I was stupid. And to answer your question, about 4 months in, I said, you know what? My way isn't working. Let me try somebody else's way. So what I did was I did some research and I fell in love with YouTube mentorship. And I started watching and studying people that were making $100,000 a month in a coffee company, $100,000 a month in a cell phone tech company, $100,000 a month with lotions. And I started to watch and study the way they spoke, what they said, how they said it, how they presented their daily method of operations. I had a couple of pretty solid people, you know, in my company that taught me some things. And from that point, we started to really rock and roll. You know, in 2011, I made $13,000 as an entrepreneur. You know, $13,000. And then 2012 was my first six-figure year. So mentorship played a huge role.
Absolutely. And you actually had your first million before age 25. Is that correct?
I did. Before my 25th birthday, I got a phone call from the CEO. And he's like, hey, you know what happened today? And I'm like, I'm walking into a meeting, got to go. I can't really talk right now. He's like, you crossed over the $1 million earnings in this, you know, commissions. And I was like, wow. You know, my goal, it's funny, I'm creating these slides right now for my event coming up in 2 weeks. And there's a slide that it's going to be in the PowerPoint deck. And it's literally a slide of LinkedIn at 20 years old before network marketing, where I talk about making a million before 25 years old. I mean, real, not Photoshop. And I said it, I put it out in the universe and lo and behold, here we are. It's crazy.
Absolutely. But how important is it, you know, just putting it out there? In terms of that, let's just go into your goal setting. What does goal setting look like for you? Because, you know, I think a lot of newer entrepreneurs, which is our main part of our audience, they don't know how to set a freaking goal, man. And they wonder why they can't get anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's funny because, you know, you go to school K through 12 and then you go to college, whether it's Cornell, Brown, Arizona State for me, Ohio State for some of my best friends. Nobody talks about success. Nobody talks about goals. It's absolutely ridiculous. However, you know, growing up, I thought goals were for the smart kids. You know, I was in, you know, slow math for 4 years in high school. I was in the same math class as my sister, who was 14 and I was 17. Okay. my SAT score was absolutely garbage. You know, my reading and my math were terrible. Writing was okay because I was creative, but I didn't think goal setting was important until I figured out that all successful people set goals. So I actually have this formula I teach people. There's three different levels of goals. There's, you know, present prison, I call it. There's if goals, and then there's, you know, what you really want. People either set goals on, well, I know I can do this, so that's my goal. Or if all these things happen, that's my goal. Or what you want to be doing is the dream goals, where it's what you really want. So, you know, my goal setting formula is writing it down on paper and speaking it into existence, you know, putting it out, you know, into the universe and setting goals. If your goal doesn't, if for those of you listening in right now on the show, if your goals don't scare you, they're not big enough. Like if your goal isn't big enough to where your own parents and your best friends say, that's a little aggressive, that's a little out there, then it's not big enough. You got to set big goals. I forget who said it, but the quote, you know, most people don't get to where they want to go in life, not because they set, you know, goals, you know, too low and hit them, but they set, or no, they not that they set goals too high and they hit them, but they set goals too low and they hit them, right? You got to set high goals. You got to set big, scary, audacious freaking goals.
Absolutely. That sounds a lot like Grant Cardone, man. If it doesn't make you drool, then it's not big enough, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. So if you had to look at your skill set, Alex, what was the major skills that you worked on developing?
You know, I got to go back to speaking. I know it sounds crazy because, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, they're like, well, you know, I can start a tech company and I can start an app and I can make millions and billions of dollars. But if you're like in the day-to-day sales, if you're in the day-to-day building teams, if you're in the day-to-day really working with people, you're speaking. I mean, it's big. I mean, Tony Robbins, one of my mentors, you know, 80% of communication is nonverbal, okay? Physiology, the way our body moves and the way we say things. Like you can say the cat crossed the road, or it can be the cat crossed the road. So it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I think when you're influencing other people to do what you want them to do, aka selling them something, aka a vision or a mission or a product or a service, it's the way you convey the message. So I think when I figured out how to hone in my speaking, and I studied countless of videos, whether it was Barack Obama on his election run, he was such a great speaker, he still was a great speaker, or was studying, you know, Grammy award-winning speeches. I mean, I just studied anyone that looked like they were a good speaker. I would study them because I knew if I could figure out a way how to influence others through speech, I was going to win.
Absolutely. Well, I think a lot of times, especially with, you know, the media coverage and a lot of other things, people only see the success. You know, they're like, where did this guy come from? He came overnight is a lot of times the phrase that's used. But if you had to look back at your journey, what was kind of the most difficult time that you had where you're like, you know what, man, I don't know if this is going to be the day that I'm going to make it to the next day in this business?
Well, I think that I get asked that question a lot, and a couple of different things pop in my mind. But, you know, the two that really stick out was, you know, when I was making about $1,000 a week, so $4,000 a month, you know, full time as an entrepreneur, I was still going to college. And in a week, I lost about half of my organization on one side of my business. And my check went from like $1,000 a week to like $200 a week.
Wow.
I mean, like that. I mean, like legitimately like that. And that was a tough moment. I remember being in the family room in Vegas, like crying. And I remember my dad, he asked me a question. He said, look, it sucks. This is brutal. You know, profanity, different word choice I'm not going to say online because we're live right now. It's like, look, you have two choices. Number one, you can give up, throw in the towel, blame it on every other thing out there except for yourself. And then you prove everybody that told you it wasn't going to work, you prove them right and you prove yourself wrong. Or you nut up and you say, you know what? This is not going to define my career. I'm going to build it back. My back's against the wall. And the only place I can go is forward. And you can go out there and attack. And obviously, I decided to keep attacking and keep moving and keep grinding. And then the second one, this is one that a lot of people really don't know. I don't share this too often. But, you know, I was written up in the Rolling Stone magazine. And I thought it was going to be a career-altering interview. I thought everything was going to be phenomenal. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in, you know, they told me they wanted to cover my sales ability and, you know, the way I was a leader and all these different things. And this guy flies out and spends 2 days with me. And he's like sleeping in a hotel and he's like taking notes and he meets my girlfriend and he meets all our people. And I'm like, this is going to be unbelievable. And the article comes out and it's 100% bashing. It's 100% thrashing. you know, referring to me as Bernie Madoff, referring to me as a snake oil salesman. I mean, just ripping me. That's pretty bad. I mean, you getting killed in the Rolling Stone magazine. I mean, I don't know if it gets much worse than that as a reputation and credibility killer. And that night, true story, I bought champagne. We celebrated because I said, you know what? They wrote me up and it was negative, but guess what, man? I'm in the Rolling Stone and that thing's framed in the hallway in our house in Vegas. So I think the moral of that story is like every setback is an opportunity for a comeback. And it's not what happens to us. It's what we do about what happens to us. You know, crap happens to everybody. You know, Jim Rohn said, you know, the wind's going to blow the sail, right? Like you can't, like seasons, like there's winters. You're going to go through winter. You're going to have summer. You're going to harvest. You're going to reap. It's like how you deal with these seasons is what's going to define you and ultimately your success.
Absolutely. And that's a really interesting point too, because I had a situation recently where we had a little bit of bad press about this show and I had a buddy call me and he's like, that's amazing, man. You know why? Because more people know about you. And I think that's totally true. You know, press is press, good or bad. People are hearing about you, man. They're finding out what you're doing. And that's really, really huge. And that's great advice for our audience.
Yeah. I mean, Grant Cardone said it best. Another one of my mentors, he said, look, if half this country hates you, you're the president.
It's exactly.
Okay. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm 26 and throughout my 5 years, man, I've had New York Post, Rolling Stone, Arizona State newspaper probably a dozen times. I'm like, bring it on, right? Because I know I'm giving value. I know people that watch my stuff, listen to my stuff, study my stuff, they're getting results. I'm having an event in Vegas and I'm going to have testimonials in roofing sales, in real estate, in insurance, in you know, 20 people in network marketing now in different companies crushing it. So I know I'm helping people and that's it. I feel good about me because I know I'm giving value. And if someone wants to write some crappy article or post some deal on the internet, so be it, man. It's okay.
Totally, brother. And if you had to look at yourself against a lot of other entrepreneurs, you know, that there's still that thing you have that makes you different. What would you say separates you from other entrepreneurs that just makes you want to go and get it harder than anybody else?
You know, I think I'm pretty, I just think I'm passionate. A lot of people are passionate. I think that I'm just so passionate about what it is I do. And I know that work I've put in and the work I continue to put in on a daily basis. And I just think that, you know, right now, in the ecosystem of internet world or offline world, whatever, a lot of people are, you know, some people's intentions aren't there. Their intentions are crap, and it's all about it's like a me thing, and it's really a we thing, right? Like you have to be focused on helping other people, providing value to other people, and yeah, there's transactional things that happen. Yeah, there's money exchange for service and goods and stuff like that. But I think with me, I'm just always full of passion, energy, excitement, enthusiasm, and I'm willing to do this for the next 60 years. I'm not in it to make a quick $2 million and go retire on, you know, the Fiji Island with my wife and shit. Like I want to be giving seminars at 70, and that's what I'm gonna do. So I just think I'm different, many reasons, but I really see the long-term vision here. It's not a quick buck for me. This is a long-term career legacy play.
Totally. And I think if you looked at a lot of super successful entrepreneurs, like you're saying, passion is that big thing they have. Like it's never enough. You always want to be doing it. But if you had to look at other entrepreneurs, you know, you've worked mainly, it started with network marketing, but now you're working with a lot of different types of entrepreneurs. Where's the major place that you see them screwing up?
You know, I think it's like a mix between like being patient. It's like patient versus you want it now. And it's, you know, short-term versus long-term. And I think patient and long-term, obviously, they go together. I think a lot of people have, I call it the I want it now syndrome, where, you know, they get started in network marketing and they're like, I'm not making $1,000 a month yet. I've been at this thing for, you know, 5 months, or, you know, my first year went by and I didn't even make 20 grand. Well, listen, buddy, I made 13 grand my first year as an entrepreneur, right? I get into real estate and I'm not making 8 grand a month selling homes. It's like, dude, you've been in it for what, 90 days? You know, you start a McDonald's franchise, okay? And you have one bad week. Are you gonna like, can you return your $1 million investment on the McDonald's franchise? No. So in entrepreneurship, it's no different. Like people have to understand it takes time. And I call it patient aggressiveness or aggressive patience, whatever you wanna call it. It's like, you have to be patient on the long-term vision of where you're headed and where you're going. Like I know my end goal and my vision and where I'm headed. And it whether it takes me 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years, I'm cool with that. And then on a day-to-day basis, like on a tactical level, it's like aggressive. Like it's like all in it all the time, doing the things I need to do. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk, another friend and mentor, I was with him in Vegas last month, and you know, the conversation we had was life-changing and life-altering. He's like, look, whatever you want, you gotta reverse engineer it to today. And everything you do must be leading up into what it is that you want. You know, my thing is I want to have arenas filled up with, you know, 40,000 people like Tony Robbins does, inspiring, empowering, and helping people change their freaking life and that whole thing. And I want to be flown around the world first class, getting paid whatever I want to speak for an hour and helping change people's lives, have, you know, 500,000 a month coming in online. And it's all centered around helping other people. I mean, that's it. Like, I'd rather you take all my money away and everything away from me than me going out there hurting somebody, you know, financially or, you know, over-promising and under-delivering. Like, I just want to always make sure. That's why I said I've been at this desk, you know, with one of my guys, Alexander, next to me, working on these PowerPoints, working on these slides, working on the activities. You know, I'm bringing in other speakers for my event because there's people flying in from Guam and freaking Colombia and Mexico and Canada, Russia, Latvia, crazy. Mm-hmm. And like, I want, if they give me this, I want to give them this. So that's a lot, I know, but yeah, that's the deal.
But you know what, man? Thank you for that, because that is the thing I find myself complaining about most often. You know, people do something for a week, a month, and they're wondering, you know, where's my Ferrari? Where's my Bentley? Where's all my money? They don't understand the amount of time, the amount of effort, the amount of planning that actually comes into making money that's not just now, but sustainable.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've been at this for over 5 years. You know, people get in a business, they spend $500 and they quit in 6 months. It didn't work. It's the company. No, dude, it's you. It's you. It's bleeping you, okay? Because I, you know, people always told me you have to be smart to make a lot of money. Well, that's, you know, bullshit, because I'm making a lot of money and I'm not that smart. Like, it's the desire and it's the consistency. Most people aren't willing to do it every single day. Oh, the game's on. Or, you know, I watch the fourth quarter of these playoff games. I'm not sitting there at 6 p.m. watching the first quarter. I'm working, right? And then if it's a close game on my phone, which usually it hasn't been because the Warriors are kicking their ass, I'm going to watch the fourth quarter. But it's like most people, they rather waste away and complain, and then they think, you know, Hillary's going to come in and save the world, or Trump, whatever your view is. And it's like, dude, it's you. This is a you thing. It's like, look in the mirror, take responsibility, accept it, and then change it if you don't like something.
Absolutely. Well, let's kind of shift gears a little bit and get into, you know, some of what you're doing now that's a little bit different. You know, you've moved into the internet space a little bit. You're doing a lot more speaking. You have a big event coming up. You know, tell us, you know, kind of where the direction's going for you now that you have all this stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a situation right now where I'm building a business. You know, we've got a global team over here. You know, I'm helping lead that. I'm partnered up with a very successful other young guy who's made $800,000 in the space. So like, together we, you know, lead and build and grow and do this. And we have some really nice, really good mentors that are helping as well, you know, build this business. But over here, it's like, that's like the practical thing. Like, I know I'm good at this, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to make money and I'm going to help people, because, you know, that is why I'm here talking to you right now. Without this, Alex Morton is just another freaking kid on the street. And, you know, I'd be doing real estate, crushing it, and not in a cocky way. I just would be, because I was good at that, but it wouldn't be the same enormously brand deal going on. And over here's like the passion. You know, I'm not making money doing Alex Morton Mindset right now. You know, like, yeah, we had a little program out there, made a couple grand. Like, okay, that's not money. I'm doing it because I love it, man. And it's like, I enjoy making videos. I enjoy writing blogs. I enjoy sending out emails to our list, you know, filming a video like this, talking about what's going on in my mind and my heart, sharing it with other people who are struggling in their respective industries. And, you know, it's not just insurance. It's not just real estate. It's not just network marketing. It's not just door to door. You know, this event coming up in Vegas, we got people from like every industry coming in. You know, I got a good friend in Texas who's making six figures doing roofing sales. I got a friend named Dylan in San Diego making six figures doing call center sales. I got a friend in real estate out here making six figures coming. So it's like, I just know my information is duplicatable across the board, right? If you know the principles and you know the laws and you know the mindset and you know the tactical and you know the vision, you can plug that into anything and win. So I'm in this space because I want to help more people in every industry, whether it's a single mom or it's a sharp kid going to freaking Florida State University and wants to be an entrepreneur. I know I can provide them value and help them get to where they want to go faster.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, before we move on to some rapid fire questions, you know, what does the next 12 months look like for you? I know you got a book coming out. You got a lot of exciting things going on.
Yeah. So we got Dorm Room to Millionaire coming out. Second book, first book that I wrote 100%, no help, no guidance, no editors, just me and paper and a pen. I started it at a Bob Proctor seminar at 3 a.m. And it's called Dorm Room to Millionaire, How to Dream Big, Believe Big, and Achieve Big. And basically, I reverse engineered what happened to me. Because I was like, it happened. Like, I made $1 million. And I'm like, what just happened? And I was asking people, and they're like, I don't know. You just worked hard. And I'm like, no. Something chemically, something freaking happened. So I found out what happened, reverse engineered to the T. And now I'm teaching that in this book. So, the guy or the girl right now that wants to make $1 million, well, guess what? They don't know what the heck to do. I'm going to tell them what to do and then, hopefully help them get to where they want to go faster. But I'm having an event in Vegas, Alex Moore Mindset Intensive. We're going to scale that, probably East Coast, probably a Chicago event, maybe Dallas. We're in talks with some London, England, doing an event, South America, all over the world. I just want to help as many people as possible. And the way you do that is by sharing your information and giving value all over the world. So whether it's an online course, whether it's tons of free content, that will never stop. I'm thinking about doing some coaching stuff possibly. I've got some people that have expressed some crazy money for me to coach them. I've just turned them down because I don't have time, but I'm thinking that could be an avenue. So really just helping people, man, whatever that gets turned into, that's what I'm going to focus on and I'm going to do and just rock and roll.
This episode is sponsored by iBoom Media. iBoom has done so much for my social media, growing my Instagram following from 1,500 to now well over 9,000, and taking my Twitter from 400 to now over 4,000. It's been incredible what they've done for me, and they get you real followers, people that actually interact. You can check them out over at www.iboommedia.com. Well, we're going to come in for a landing here in a few minutes, man. But before we do, are you ready for some rapid fire questions?
Rapid fire. Let's make it happen.
All right. You're selected to give a commencement speech. What topic do you cover and why?
Sounds cliche. I would say believing in you, believing much bigger, much sooner. Well, that's the title. Believe much bigger, much sooner. Meaning, so many people, they wait to believe. Well, when I get the Mercedes, I'll believe. Well, when I get a 6,000 square foot home, I'll believe. When I get my first check for 2 G's, I'll believe. But what came first, the massive belief or the check? What came first, the massive belief or that Rolex watch? What came first, the massive belief or that $100,000 BMW? The massive belief. And I think people miss that. Like, I believe, I have proof and documentation of what I was thinking about and what I was believing in myself when I had absolutely nothing. And I'm going to share that in Vegas, and it's going to be crazy, but it's absolute truth.
Totally. What entrepreneur do you admire most, living or dead?
That's tough, man. I love Gary Vaynerchuk, man. I got to be careful here. I've met a lot of the top, I guess, celebrity-branded entrepreneurs in our space. I've met basically all of them. All of them are good people. Gary is on a different level. I mean, I meet this guy, and hopefully he sees this somehow. Hopefully someone tags him in the comments because he watches this stuff. I had a 5-minute meeting with this dude in a lobby. He remembered me. We shared a couple stages back in my first company. He remembered me because I was on the stage just screaming and yelling and sweating and going nuts. And he's like, yeah, I'll take the meeting. We sat down. It was a 35-minute meeting. And the guy just poured his heart out for 35 minutes, gave me direction. He knew about me. He knew what I was focused on. He told me my potential. He told me how far he thinks I actually could go and will go if I focus. I got to give it to Gary, man. His work ethic. He's got a wife. He's got kids. Do I want to work 19 hours a day at his age? Maybe. I don't know. But overall, I got to say Gary Vaynerchuk, man. He's a beast. And I got to throw in Tony Robbins because he's an idol. So,
absolutely. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
You know what? I'm going to have to say don't think backwards. I was asking one of my mentors one day, I'm like, what do you think happened? You know, why do you think this event happened, you know, last year? You know, why did this happen? Why did this check go down? What was going on? And he looks at me and he said, I don't know. I don't think backwards. And he goes, you know, you can't go back at 8 a.m. and change 8 a.m. So why are we talking about 8 a.m.? He goes, my mind thinks it's always forward thinking. That's it. And I was like, wow.
Love that. You just got to keep moving forward, man. You can't change the past.
Yeah.
What is a quote you've leaned on through your journey?
I mean, a quote I'm always saying is dream big, believe big, achieve big. It sounds corny, but it's like, look, you got to dream big. It's like whatever you're doing, you know, go ask Elon Musk if he dreamt about Tesla or SpaceX. Go ask Steve Jobs before he passed away if he dreamt about this freaking iPhone or this MacBook Air I'm talking to you on. Like people say, oh, dreaming, you know. No, yeah, dreaming. That's the first – that's the seed, buddy. Like you can say whatever you want. I have proof this thing works because it worked for me, okay? You got to dream it, then you got to believe it, aka internalize it in the subconscious mind. That's a whole other topic of conversation. And then you got to go out there and achieve it. And what does achieve mean? It means work until the job gets done. Work your ass off, man. Do whatever it takes. I can't tell you how many family birthdays I've missed or how many games I've missed or, you know, how many just, you know, relations, just everything. Like there's so much sacrifice involved. People say, well, I don't want to sacrifice all that for success. Then don't. You know what? Go watch Netflix 5 nights a week with your girlfriend, okay, and trick yourself into happiness. Well, I'm content. Bullshit. Because content doesn't exist. That's crap. You're either growing or you're dying. It's a positive or it's a negative. Sorry. Nothing remains still. The dead body, once you pass away and your spirit goes up to wherever, you know, anyone, this isn't religious, but when the spirit leaves the body, if you take a microscope and look at a dead body, it's moving. Nothing rests.
Absolutely. If you could only pick one book, what's the one that's been the biggest for you?
Man, you're just killing me today. This is great, though. I mean, I don't want to say, like everybody else says, Think and Grow Rich. That's a big one. Awaken the Giant Within, Tony Robbins. This is one that most people have not heard. Self-Made in America. My parents' mentors, really my mom's mentor, John McCormick, who owns Visible Changes, $100 million a year company, huge, just crazy, wrote a book called Self-Made in America. And I read that at a pretty young age in high school. And that really changed a lot of my mindset. So I would say Self-Made in America by John McCormick is a winner, no doubt.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, I've asked 110 entrepreneurs that question. I've never heard that. That's the first book I've never heard of.
There you go. Well, it's a good one. So hopefully Amazon gives me a kickback.
Well, our last question I got for you, man, is that people have very different definitions of success. But if Webster's Dictionary gave you a call and said, Alex, you can define success, what does it mean?
I would say overall happiness, overall fulfillment, and never-ending growth, you know? It's like, you know, Earl Nightingale said, it's the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. I agree with that. But when it's all said and done and you're 70, you're 80 with modern medicine, hopefully 130, you know, it's about happiness and fulfillment. Is money important? Yeah. Is money going to make you happy? No, because there's people that have been documented having tens of millions and blowing their brains out on their yacht in Miami, Florida. So no, money doesn't make you happy. It helps. But happiness, fulfillment, and a legacy you can be proud of. That's what I would say.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, you totally crushed it today, man. If our listeners want to connect with you, want to find out more about the Alex Morton mindset and everything you're doing, man, where's going to be the best place to do that?
Right now, it's linkwithalex.com. And there you can find all my social media handles. You can join the inner circle for free on linkwithalex.com. And then the number one spot for all my stuff is the fan page on Facebook right now. I'm just hammering it. This is going live right now on the fan page. So linkwithalex.com and we'll take care of you 100%.
Absolutely. Well, Alex Morton, thank you so much for being on the Create Your Own Life podcast today.
Hey, man, I appreciate the time, brother.
So I hope you guys enjoyed hanging out with Alex Morton today. Like, I hope you were as blown away as I was. Wow, is he on fire? I can see why at such a young age, this guy has been so successful. So be sure to be on the lookout for his new book. And also, if you want to connect with him, the best way to do it is head over to linkwithalex.com and check out everything he's got going on. Rock on, everybody, and I'll catch you on Wednesday.
Now go out there and create your own life. Motivation may be great, but action is better. Get it done, my friends.